720 WGN here live on site. Imagine that at a festival, and not just a festival, but the premier festival when it comes to country music and barbecue in the country. You wonder where that is. It could be anywhere. But nope, it's right here in Chicago. Windy City Smokeout is back, and it is the event that is bringing Chicago back, bringing barbecue back for Chicago on the festival side. And excited to have this guy with us. He is from Pearl's Southern Comfort right here in Chicago, the one and only Danny Beck. Danny, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
So talk about this. As a guy who has been in and around and working in a city that has suffered a lot on the restauranting side and a lot on the restriction side, some people would say erred on the side of caution as far as infections in the restaurants and the shutdowns and everything, but it isn't easy. And so to be at an event like this where so many of your friends in the world of barbecue can get out here and enjoy a beautiful day like this, how does it feel?
I mean, this is world-class place to be here in Chicago. And for it to be the first event that I've been back to here in the hometown city and see all of our friends from across the country, the barbecue guys here, this is just amazing. We missed this event last year a lot.
So did everybody, right? Everyone was.
We did, and everybody did, not just us local guys. But, I mean, the weather, you couldn't beat this weather. We've been here 5 years in a row. This is spectacular.
Talk about this event, 5 years in a row. I was in on some of the early conversations getting to it, and oftentimes Chicago has not, over the years, gotten maybe as much as respect as it deserves when it comes to barbecue, when it comes to things like that. On the restauranting side, sure, the cuisine is there, but oftentimes, you know, you got your Texas, you got your Memphis. They're the ones taking the spotlight when it comes to barbecue. So talk about having an event like this right here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Chicago, definitely. I'm originally a Kansas guy, so I grew
so
up
you're
with
conflicted.
Barbecue. I am. But I grew up with good barbecue, and, you know, over the years, you know, it was always the South Side guys and the Limbs and the guys with doing the hot links and the rib tips, and Barry over at Smoke. God, he's, I think it's, time flies, but it's probably been 14 years or 15 years since he opened Smoke. And
yeah,
he was the first guy to do more of a Texas style brisket, new school kind of a barbecue here. And Charlie at Lily's Q, and just a lot of guys. But then with Bub City and Let Us Entertain You, getting behind a festival like this and bringing in the best pitmasters around the whole country is just, it's unbelievable.
I don't necessarily focus on the music side of it. You know, I'm a food guy, so we do a lot of the food stuff and cover that. However, I have noticed that there are large crowds for the top-notch country acts that they have here. Your thoughts on that? You know, pairing not only great barbecue, it is a perfect match with the music side of this. People absolutely love it. But to have it not just be a barbecue event, but really this kind of full circle event that can introduce maybe barbecue people to some great music, and then of course those music fans to some of the best barbecue out there.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, you know, country music goes well. You know, being a Chicago guy for the last 30 years, you're like, I'd like to hear some blues, but
yes.
However, I've learned, just, I mean, they get the best of the best of the country music. The thing is, Ed Warm, who books all the bands and owns Carol's Pub and does all the stuff at Joe's and Bub City, you know, he has the relationships with these guys, and he always catches them on the upswing. I mean, you look at the guys.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, you look at the guys, Luke Combs and
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton played in front of our booth 5 years ago with like 300 people standing
right,
there.
Right.
And then two years later, he's at Wrigley Field. So He's great at catching those, but then bringing enough, you know, big talent to drive the sales and bring the people out. And it is definitely, it's a great marriage.
When it comes to big talent on the barbecue side, you're obviously with Pearls, you're there, but you're obviously a fan and enthusiast of barbecue. We talked a little bit off air about some of the, whether it's Pig Beach and some of the other things around the country, and of course your roots in Kansas City as well. So as like a fan, not only with your fans that come here to see Danny Beck and taste some of the things that you've brought to it, what are the things you're most looking forward to checking out here at the festival?
My staples, I travel around and cook with Ubons. I met them. Actually, I started here cooking at the festival like 6 years ago with Pappy's. I started out with Pappy's, and then the next year, Ubons came. They're very good friends. And
for the listeners that may not know this, great barbecue, obviously Yazoo, Mississippi, but really the best Bloody Mary I think I've ever had, right?
Oh, hands down. I serve it at my Bartoons. So we're one of the only people in Chicago that does serve Ubons Bloody Mary mix. But so the first time, I'll just give you a quick snippet of So I came out with Hubons, and I brought some crawfish out and decided, come on, we're going to have a crawfish boil, because these guys are famous for their back handing out Bloody Marys and doing stuff and raising money for Operation Barbecue Relief. And so I brought some crawfish, and we did a crawfish boil. Well, there were so many people behind Hubons' tent enjoying our crawfish boil. The people in the VIP were like, hey, what's going on over there? And the next year, they invited me to do a crawfish boil here. That's how I got my start.
A little inside baseball here, Danny Beck from Pearl's Southern Comfort, letting the cat out of the bag a little bit. Back at the other location, where was the Tribune parking lot right up against the river, a secret kind of lesser known thing, at least to the general public, is behind Hubons was this whole world of amazing food, right? You'd have, whether it's the boil that you guys would have, or whether it's the fried chicken that would be back there, some amazing stuff.
Steve would do the fried chicken.
Yeah.
I saw Mike Emerson from Pappy's one year literally throw a rack of ribs to a boat that was passing by.
What?
Just pulled up on the river.
Did he have a medieval catapult, or was it just...
He just wrapped it in foil and launched it.
Wow. Well, it's that kind of thing, and the camaraderie, and that's one of the common themes with the interviews for our session here at Windy City Smokeout is talking about that the barbecue community coming together. You mentioned, you know, working with some of the other pitmasters, supporting Operation Barbecue Relief, just that friendship that you guys have throughout the cuisine. Barbecue is a unique place to be in the food world.
Yeah, for sure. You know, guys like Blue Oak Barbecue and Hoodoo Brown, these guys come from New Orleans, they come from Connecticut, and then these guys coming from Austin, Texas, Leroy and Lewis. I mean, these guys haven't, you know, we haven't been able to do this for 2 years. So being able to see each other in different cities, we were just down at Hogs for the Cause in New Orleans, you know, 5 weeks ago with all the same guys. And this is really the big culmination of everybody getting back together.
People are excited to get here for the music, of course, just to be out and about, to see each other, to commiserate, but most of all for the food. So, Danny Beck, what have you brought? What have you brought with you from Pearls that people are loving here at Windy City Smokeout?
This whole weekend, we're known as the wing guy. So we do wings three ways. We smoke fry them. We're famous at our other places at Toons and Beck's for a buffalo garlic's our number one sauce. So we kind of just focus on that. And I know people want to come and try out these other guys from Texas who are famous for their brisket. And Sam Jones with his amazing whole hog and Rodney Scott. So we kind of pegged as a wing guy.
It's a good place to be.
It is. We sold 800 pounds of wings yesterday in 4.5 hours. So.
And for the listeners, too, he's talking about Thursday, right? And so that was a condensed schedule, right?
Yeah, there was only 7 of us selling yesterday. Wow. So, it was hard.
So people are going to get out here, and they're going to put Danny Beck and Pearls to the test and make him make as many wings as he can for the duration of Windy City Smokeout. But when the smoke clears and people have to head to the location to see you in person and enjoy some of that food, give us information, the website, the location where people can come see you in person.
ChicagoPearls.com is our website, and my personal Instagram is PearlsBarbecueShy. And we're at 5352 North Broadway in Edgewater, like pretty much at Broadway and Foster. So we'd love to have you. We got a beautiful rooftop bar and sell amazing barbecue and jambalaya and gumbo. And
sounds awesome. All right. Well, Danny, we want to thank you. And of course, listeners know we've been listening to Danny Beck from Pearl. So thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for being here. Thanks for helping to bring Chicago back and barbecue back. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. We're happy to be back, and thanks for having me.